Na, Joseph de Mantel ar o'n a, dwi'n gsam byll o'n a. Dwi'n a, waiog gydig llyn ga ganchdo allhad ni. Yw'chdyn ganchdo o'n a byg a dachdo, mwm i chdyst yn cham dyw mwg a asych alwn. Ach gyda wai, chwan gyda yw i amd nag aiog ylwyd yng awa gynna. Jiw lemt nag alach gawd lygyd. I leid a baif gwolwgi. Jali ia. Gan ym jachlw ji ia. Jiwclin clywd. Jiwcli. Jali jiwcli galwyd yng ymgwnyg. Angw iawd dwylgan. Doll hillid. Gen i agiag am i. 5 years. 5 years aglo. Tanglas hoka angu kaga gululuni. Akke agmiunis kiuhkuni, akkuni tsiuklitni, angu simtni, tsiuklin gululuni. Kaiski uksu jamstas homun eruksu, kiivu alahtak nang kaurahkan. Ma ei atkasti ilakahputtaa. Aga naulu nittak. Jali su tauna kanam jis kanam jinkhtak ukuunun akkiagmiunun kingu miyuinun assi imkunun okkunun jiuliganagminun tri naumas khusini angu yakhjut kauluni. Tannega gululu kuayag luku nukalpeagohlun. Nukalpeagohsan honik laswara siini luutin katagaluku anguyagnu nokkun. Agumakka kanam tsehtan. Toosu, Grand Monks honga toh tungaksek nganaku man ayuqutsa. Taum agnasaga malh koolas honga matum gnunamak. Magyaramt na piso ko yaran. Tama wala piyagan ng apatok sa kuinga mikamat kising ay chuklas ko yakan ka tawam. Maait ki ko alagan ka kanahto ko luki kan hoyut klas. Jalisu una chuklas lahto kang kuta magyaramt. Yukhok nakamak Unang nakan leskani nakak paibung ashani min ksagam chak fiyot kami nakpeh kau toy ka unang mimi nakakami nguksum pikain jali su away ah kanhtok tam kasayuli food stamp an kani kang kuta makut kingum ni yul rate. Matumakka ukutai paimtan nukkain gang litsau malait. Huang kuta nutam nukput awak naiagluni manna nunamuk nasput. Nangang kastigatat may nasunait kapperam. Taumuk lit nao yunaksaku chi ayagniglu chi manna kasahtam nukki. Yakfakanin uluku. Manna nakpeak, piskuni huyuk. Una aplas hot tamani kaigluteng tukuyuk pagnateng. Angu yakun huktagam tukus kahteng tingruklas hot amak. Away ukut nasunritat tsiuksima angu manus homukki akut kanrit. Tamak kata kau malit peh kau akit jali umilam ta ukuk malok silrik nasun rilnguk ciulakan rakwanik kafcina cita mahca kutwanik kanwah kata ciuk situk. Tawam nasu yagoh naik suku pitsak suku man kanrut kak. Ilumun mannan makyarah put. Makunun su mikil ngonun mai Awai kalagot kay tang haksakuna alingstagot dit 1991. Huing umyo kapag tiksait kapag taktaw magkasating rata. Watan su. Imo magnunni na tangukutilan ka ayag kingoksin ka. Chalishutin ka nunalikht ka nunanasun ngilamiyo. Ikanari suhukunun nautikkaunat. Awan imihok kingokfarani kaisun pikatahtat nangusingin akalutin ka. Kiyuksaita kakhinga kwatnum yokht klama mannanuna awakunayagluni. Kwang kutnun chiu lemta pilasha witak kaulunisu ungu wasamtni kwang kutanasam kingu leramtnun su makunun chalit pimmah kauluni atoah kauluku yuppam yum ikanaminun tamanani kotaksun naita pinkh chikot Asaitawa mukut kasat pitu, katsay. Nahuntoni pikalitin, chakun, nuk, chank, tutmaya waikan ot kshisu food stamp. Pinnelit kakpachihun kingu lerni yogachi, katsayin. Taumugmanna nuk kakun, yuppehtar nuk kak. Pili yagasu liisuku spti liitung yaksuku ugun kutmukaulu kakkarluku nangertlartoruyuk asmaknak ukut family taulu kaqlit yu yugungaukut manna neqpeqchattairusvaanun unguwaqaallum piitnaq tkiitarkaunilu kuarlarrat Manna katlhaq taqchiu mugchat taigu taqqaw gmanna nunam qaynga mugkaq taigu tsaqnga. Kingu mugtaugum tamana aw kunun taugum kingu qfaqni tamaa kunun tut taqqaw tsenutan mu umyoq kiilaw. Yaan qatuk qanmah katamlahtik. Huyana.
Mumigit.
It's Joe DiMandel, senior from Tuluksec. At the beginning, he he listened to the previous speakers, and he indicated that they were mainly covering the past and our traditional. Whatever has to be covered as far as the tradition, tradition of our people and the way of life of the Yupiks that reside in this area. He started out with, he would like to use a story of a man he'd actually seen in his when he born in Akyek, and this individual was an old man that he have seen, and he could not actually tell the age of a man because. By looking at him, he was actually a real old man. But this man that he briefly talked about was named. This individual was named. Passed down to one of the people that is actually present during this meeting. And this individual that he talked about was trained to be a warrior, to be involved in the warfares of our people until such time that he was actually considered to be a Nukaspak. and the individual he talked about was actually involved in a warfare recently. That was how many generations ahead. And he also mentioned that those individuals that testified had ancestors, and those ancestors had always had ancestors way before him, way back to whatever we can classify it as. He also mentioned that he had a grandma who used to teach him of the way of life, how to subsist, how to appreciate the land, and so forth, that go along with our way of life. And our people have a law that to require that a person gather whatever food, fish, or whatever he needs when they're available, and that has always been passed down through generations. He considers food stamp program as a means to destroy our people, used as a tool by the government, the federal government, and he recommends that the people here no longer depend on the white man, the white man's food, their store-bought food. And he mentioned that our ancestors did not like to die from hunger, but they actually would like to die in a war. He mentions that he doesn't look at 1991 as the date 1991 does not scare him, or does not move anything as far as his mental, as far as he's concerned. But he have seen his fellow colleagues, the younger generation, looking at the 1991 issue as some of the individuals have, as a date that they pretty much do not like to mention, or do not rather not deal with. And he mentioned that the land that our forefathers have passed down will always be here for our future generation, and the only thing that he sees as a Western society propaganda is they're trying to find a means to actually make our people believe that the land was actually taken, and even though the land will always be here for the use and enjoyment by our people. And he mentioned that we will always be Yupiks as long as our native foods are here. And he prophesied that there might be a famine in the future and foresees that the store-bought foods that are bought by the dominant society will be gone before our foods are gone. That's basically his statement. Charlie.
Well, thank you, Mr. DeMantle. The next name on the list is Lillian S. Leah Payabas. I knew I'd get it wrong.
Lillian Leaban from Markiak. First of all, I would like to know why in the God's name did these people sign the ANCSA bill while we didn't know at home, while the young men were overseas fighting. They didn't know, we didn't know. I would like to ask you, who voted for ANCSA? Raise your hand if you, one of you voted for ANCSA bill. Raise your hand. I would like to see people that voted for ANCSA. Raise your hand. You see that? I myself ain't gonna raise my hand because I didn't vote for ANCSA bill. It is very, was and is illegal. In other words, unconstitutional. Because we the people of Alaska didn't vote for that ANCSA bill. You go down, up and down the Kuskokwim here and gather all the people and invite them and ask them who voted for ANCSA bill, 1971. So help me God, there ain't gonna be no 10 people raising their hand. There was only one that was representing us and we didn't know about it. Where we didn't make the Constitution, your forefathers did, Mr. Berger. We didn't make the Constitution. We the people, for the people, by the people. That's why this ANCSA bill is very unconstitutional. And so help me God, it is true. And God knows it and I know it. And it is hurting us. It's hurting me. Like Mr. Jerry Ivan stated, that he has two children that are not enrolled. I myself have two children that are not enrolled. They're like outcasts to me. Okay, why in the world didn't the people like yourself or somebody that started this ANCSA or thought of it, go to villages and ask them and review it and, you know, testify like we're doing now before they put it into a bill? Why? One morning somebody came into the house and asked, and told me that I had to go up there to an armory and go fill out and enrolled for allotment. I'm not very old, so help me God, I'm not old, but I had a grandma that used to tell me, Lillian, he used to state it me in Eskimo, in my Eskimo name, anywhere in Alaska, you step on the ground, it's your land. It's my land, it's the Alaskan's land. Anywhere in Alaska, she didn't know how big Alaska was. And then somebody came in and told me, Lillian, you gotta go fill out an allotment. What's this? Allotment? I thought, I own this Alaska. This is my land. Why get me allotment? 160 acres. What's 160 acres? That's a lot, maybe to you, but not to me. So, I'm going to repeat it again. If I had the power, I'd demolish ANCSA or rewrite the, and a couple of times one of the guys threw me that booklet. Why don't you read that, Lillian? Why should I read it? I didn't vote for it. And somewhere back when I was in school, he mentioned about history. I've heard that United States was going to buy Alaska, they had some kind of a little agreement. The Russians told the United States, you buy this land, it's going to include with the people. You leave the people alone. There was some kind of agreement. I've never seen it. There was some kind of agreement between Russia and United States. You leave these people alone and leave them on their land. Leave them the way they are, and I'll sell you this land to you. So did United States follow up on their little agreement between Russia and the United States? No. How many times are we going to be bought? How many times is the soil going to be bought from us? 1991, it's going to be bought again, or beyond 1991. The people that made the ANCSA bill didn't follow up the Constitution. We didn't make the Constitution. Your forefathers did. And it's hurting us. Mr. Berger, do you have a family? Do you have a home? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's like me writing a bylaws and regulations and bringing them to your home. Okay, you take that little booklet and read it, and there's going to be some things you don't like. That's the same damn thing we feel here about this ANCSA bill. Demolish it. Do something with it. Rewrite it. We didn't vote for it. One of the puppets did. Did it for, he messed it up for me and my children and these people's children and their grandchildren. And why not in the ANCSA bill, why not put it like, after being one-fourth of an Indian, after that, you cannot be enrolled. Why not do that? After 1971, you cannot enroll your child. What kind of baloney is that? I mean, I can't eat that. I can't swallow it. That spit it out. I went across in some book that the Constitution of the United States was the highest law. Just like the Bible is the highest law. But some lawmakers didn't follow up on that Constitution. I am giving you something to think about when you lay down tonight. If I bought, it's like me bringing an ANCSA to your home. You sure wouldn't like what I write in that regulations and bylaws for you to use by and go by. You wouldn't be quiet. You're gonna walk out the door, maybe look for me. Maybe by the time after I gave you that bylaws and regulations, I dropped that in front of your door. And then what you gonna do with that? You're gonna go someplace and yell and holler or ask for help. You'll say, I don't like this. I can't take this kind of, I can't. Somebody make this, I can't take it. It's the same damn thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I wonder if we could just ask David Case about what Mrs. Leoban said about the sale of Alaska by Russia to the USA. There is a provision in there, is there not, that the rights of the native people should be respected? Just a second.
I've always considered that Article 3 of the 1867 Treaty of Cession, sometimes called the Treaty of Purchase, between the United States and Russia, dealt with and protected the rights of the Alaska Natives. And Article 3 describes the people then in what is now Alaska as being two groups. The inhabitants, that's the word of the article, who were Russian subjects, would become United States citizens or could return to Russia. And the other group were described as the uncivilized tribes. There's a question. I don't have it with me. No. Well, that's a good question. If we can get a copy of Bob Arnold's book that's in town, it is in that book.
I've read it too, and that's what it says.
But I don't know if you can believe two lawyers. I mean, sure, okay, that's fair enough.
Well, at any rate, the only point I wanted to make was that what you said about the sale of Alaska to the United States. You said to me, wasn't there a provision in there about respecting the rights of Alaska Natives? And I think Mr. Case is bearing out what you said and what I said. So
that provision, by the way, though, was pretty much ignored for 100 years.
Got down to the uncivilized, talked about inhabitants.
And uncivilized tribes. And the tribes were to be subject to the laws of the United States applicable to the aboriginal people of that country, of the United States. And it's often said that there is no treaty between the United States and the Alaska Natives. But it does seem to me that it is fair to say that there is a treaty that protects the rights of Alaska Natives, at least to the same extent that the rights of Aboriginal people were protected under the laws of the United States. There's maybe one other point to make. I don't know if you want to go on any further. And that is that any treaty that the United States signed with a another nation, a European nation, was not really a treaty that sold the United States the land. The United States only got the right to buy the land from the Aboriginal people. That is the effect of any of these treaties, including the Treaty of Cession, in my view, at least.
Well, thank you, Mr. Case. Are you, I'm in the hands of the meeting as far as translation goes. Clearly, when witnesses speak in Yupik, I wish to have it translated into English, not only so I will know what you are saying, but also so that it can be recorded and transcribed. I think Miss, statement was a very important one, and if you think it should be translated, please go ahead and
translate. Unakwa apiti hot nap tulra, kwanguta kukaim kutwani chanangum bilakfut.
Kasaluk bet.
No, it's a right abuta. Chan, what's the proper term? As Pionach Pia Pionach Kojibut Magutoni, Umapit Krita, Magutuka Pionach Kojibut Matum Huani, and Wortum Navuaka of Kunaki Bishri, Dot Nuka Pitank, Toysu Umhoni David Kesam Kwani, Unahuani Kali Kahuantak Kwani, Kanrut Kluku, Dot Pitank Niluku, Watnuani Huinga Nakshakamana. Tamana pichilu kuniski kanshak mat nakshak swinga. Tauna kalika mi kan romalun. Watin huani Alaska huani state rasnam tun shmini anguyak tun huani. Kalikat ni huatin umi article 3 ami. Wita shuk tauna huani 1867 ami saina shulu ku treaty of sesnam atang ksak. Ramsay lalu ku mai kanut klarat una khwani tauna kali ka khwani sign al khuku khwani anguachtin ko khwani rasakh khwani sign al khuk toisu toani khwani tun kali ka khwani sign qat al khumni kali ka khtani kan rumale ni khwatin ukut khwani yu khwani alaskam khwani yu khwani Umhoni anguyachtum honi tu merk kahuki bishri. Tamakut honi punach kutaitun honi malik sukis perkayak suki. Toisu kanrut suki taukut you 20 one side at two merk katasin tamatumun honi anguyachtun pinitin and honi ayokutitin staku marka. Kanrumal hotten honi. Gucci Kiligi Kanrut Kiligi Russian Nut. What in one beluting? Mani Alaska me we taukun and taku 20 we tak kauluting. What's the kout shooting nunam nunam out? Russian. I bite hook 20 Ugutuka uncivilized tribe, uncivilized am konguta. We're dicing nahugut. The gum saita, what in Kanrut Katni. Im Google 20 sites din khoni kali kahtan ateng yulrit. Iju kali kahtam site kali kathuna ya ga yulngut uncivilized am pilagait. Sites din khoni yunrilngut khatun khoni governmental ateng kali ka kun chat tamas kun chat lekhiku. To atn kan rut klagait magu 20 daring simne uncivilized. Uncivilized khon guda. Han rut kliki khoni Guma chiket tamav tangu yahtum kwani in khutin ay kuchhtiu titnu. To ay sugu kwani kwatin kwani una kwan treat. Chali kangalin.
US government dam hook nunahwani kibutin rita, tawam kibutu ngari lukutamana Alaska midloni nunahwani. Tawatin kalika hook pima, tawam hook Alaska hookmini. Tamana huani tawatin perkayak ni huangutahwani, puna hujiputwani, perkayak tinghwani, tali humana ilangjifkina kubishot, state of shot. My just kissum tamana huani, tama. Magutwani bi na khujibut ilang chifkna gichali lan claim success piluku tamwani apit khatama gutoi bi na khujibut khani angwertum qapeh na wurstakh kafkna ge bilhuyaqlini luki dotn umwani kiwa la ingum khani loyam kanrutta dotn piniluku ilang chifk na luyagu luki tamakut khani chat magut khani in khuitai khujixtu bilhmkhni ge
What year? 1867.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much.
My
18. Well, the question is for the record from Mr. Paul J. Ivan of Akiak. Were the Eskimos or the Indians or the Aleuts present when the treaty of purchase was made between Russia and the United States of America? I think I can safely say that the answer is no, they were not there. And Mr. Case is nodding his head affirmatively. In fact, there are old photographs and paintings of that occasion, and there are Russians and Americans present, that is, representatives of the government of the United States of America, but no native persons.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the name of this Russian who he is? The one who sold that black car to America. I would like to know who is that. When I think of it, I want to know who is. That is why I want to know who he is now.
Well, the question is, who was the Russian that sold the Alaska to the Americans? It was the document was signed by representatives of the government of Russia, but pardon?
Say the name.
What's the name?
Edward DeStockel.
Edward DeStockel, but he wasn't selling it on his own behalf. He was signing for Russia, and we can safely say he's no longer with us and can't be called to account. I will get Mr. Case to spell it out. I think this. But
You want to translate that? Or? Yeah, I won't quit guessing. What's his last name again?
The Stocker.
D-E. The
Stockel.
The Stockel? Edwards the Stockel, I'm going to be a little bit. I'm going to be a little bit. Rasna government representative le gutoni sign out chitla Edward the Stocker Rasna maguma.
Well, the next person on the list that you gave me is Sophie Casali.